Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted. All guests are currently unmuted. To mute all guests, press pound pound. For help with host options, press star zero. You will now be connected with the conference.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good, I think.
Looks good. Who else is on the phone?
Michael here.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Peter.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How's your retirement?
Oh, fantastic. Almost, I'm near completion in getting rid of all the work. Now I can sleep a lot later.
Excellent.
A few more things. Probably still need a little bit more time, but probably about two-thirds done now.
So, Amanda, there was one thing actually. Frank Loba reminded me of this. And I think it's. Oops, I just lost it. Oh, I think it's something that we need to have on the agenda. We definitely have to have on the agenda today. I didn't get a chance to update it. This is from the transcript from the postmortem, Ontology Summit postmortem.
Another meeting coming up, right?
Well, this would be the big kickoff meeting for Ontology Summit 2015. That would determine the topic, or at least start winnowing down the possible topics. Yeah.
Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Brainstorm session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Amanda, I had an agenda this as well.
Okay.
As Peter mentioned last week, there's a couple groups, SOCOP and OOR in particular, that are hosting a small number of pages, have been hosting a small number of pages on the Ontolog Wiki. And I think they'd like to continue, and if the board could resolve to let them do that, that would be great.
Leo joining.
Hi, Leo.
Okay. Hi, Leo.
Hi, Leo. Joining.
Michael, I will note that new item under the I'll note that as an item under the infrastructure status.
Okay.
I think we discussed it a little bit last time, but explicitly.
Thank you.
And
Amanda, I saw you put Matthew West down under regrets. I thought he said he would join the first half an hour.
He then sent a second note saying, actually, he can't come at all.
All right. Are we really expecting someone else? Still on the call?
Till is here. Yes. Till has spoken up. Okay, so I just added to the two agenda items. And, right, I think unless anybody has any new ones, I think we're ready to go.
I have a few
okay.
Kind of additional business if you think this would be an appropriate forum for it.
Would you guys type it onto the chat board? One it's documented, and secondly, it's probably easier to move things around. If it's documented.
Yeah. This is a very good point. Thank you, Peter. While you're typing that into chat, perhaps simultaneously, we can call for a scribe for today. We do not have a scribe identified. Anyone want to volunteer?
Well, this would be the person who would become the next chair in the next session. So
yes,
it'd be somebody who hasn't chaired a session yet. It would be ideal.
I guess the candidates would be Till, Mike Dean, and Leo Oberstein. Right.
Well, let's see. I think, didn't I chair one? I forget.
I don't think so.
Actually, okay. I think Leo may have chaired the first.
You chaired you and Amanda chaired the public event, but
that's right. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can scribe, but I'm kind of slow these days on that, so. I guess that means I have to chair next time, right?
Right. That includes that as well.
Okay.
Lacking
okay.
Other,
yeah. Okay, meaning yes?
Yes. You scribe. I accept.
Okay. So Leo is scribe for today. Oops. Okay. And just adding to the agenda a little bit. Okay.
Amanda,
okay. If you refresh, yep.
Yeah, just sorry. One suggestion. While you're typing, the new wiki does not automatically link, but if you do the wiki word and then to put two square brackets and close it by two square brackets, it will link anyway. So for example, under your ontology based standards and rules reasoning LP,
right.
If you make that into the same format, wiki word format as previously, but enclose it with double square brackets, then when we migrate the old content, then it will automatically link.
I will make that change. Okay. Okay. So let's, if you refresh the session page, the agenda has been updated. And if we're ready to adopt that agenda, give a pause for any further concerns or suggestions, then we can dive right in and start with the infrastructure status report. Okay. I'm considering the agenda to be adopted.
Yes. if you need someone to move that, I will.
Thank you. Okay, so infrastructure status report. Let's see. I guess I'll just open call for reports from people working with the transition, and we can bring in Mike Dean's item at an appropriate time.
Yeah, before we start, then I at the last meeting I promised to do a sort of summary report to the list, and I did that. So maybe we can start from there.
Yes. In fact, I can provide. Oops. I'm putting a link on the chat. I actually, I only just did this, so you probably won't have seen it, but I did get my scribe notes, the chat transcript and the scribe notes up on the wiki page for the last session. So that's where I just cribbed that from.
Yep. Just got that link. So maybe just before we dive into further details, was there any question with that one report?
Maybe folks can take a minute and look at that message and
I forget my password.
For the Ontolog Archives?
Yeah, Ontolog Trustee.
Ontolog Trustee, right.
I was having trouble with this last night as well. I asked it to send me my password, and then tried it both with Mike Dean and Dean at BBN.
It's not
a single
that password.
It's
a sort of role-based password. Let me guess. Ontolog Trustee.
Sorry, folks. My dogs were barking. Did you say what it was?
Okay. Its username is Ontolog Trustee, singular. And then the password is semantics, plural.
Yeah.
Any dashes or anything?
Ontolog Trustee is Ontolog hyphen Trustee.
Okay.
As in the name of the list.
Okay, thank you.
Semantics is actually sort of the admin password in most cases with Ontolog. We actually didn't try to be very secretive. Your dog doesn't agree. it's just that we don't want these things to be crawled and so on, rather than not trying to show. So everyone got in?
Yes.
I imagine folks are taking a minute to read through it. It was pretty information dense, so.
That looks good.
I guess we only need to go through section one on the lock at this meeting. Possibly, maybe OOR.
Yes, IAOA, we've gone through the logistics loop from there. We're happy with where we are. Sorry, that was SWAO. I'm getting myself mixed up. Ignore me.
I think perhaps I have one clarification question just fresh in my mind from today. The conference bridge is controlled by IAOA now, and so today I got that the host sign in, but Leo mentioned a question of scheduling. So I just wanted to clarify, like, is this time sort of indefinitely scheduled for Ontolog Loose? And then if we needed to use it any other time, we would need to check on scheduling?
Well, no, this time block is reserved for Ontolog events, right? 12:30 on Thursdays.
Okay.
I'm 12:30 Eastern on Thursdays. Okay. So, but yeah, we don't have a process yet for doing scheduling. I guess I'm kind of the ad hoc scheduler.
So if anybody, if there's a desire to use that for Ontolog purposes at any other time, then it's contact you basically.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. I mean, I had, you know, possibly mentioned like having some kind of publicly available schedule, but Ken was a little reluctant to actually do that, to advertise when meetings were occurring on the conference line.
Mm-hmm.
Because of uninvited trolls, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing would be, the connection information doesn't have to be advertised. It would just be, this is like the meeting schedule. Nobody needs to know that that's actually the teleconference or what the password is. It would just mm-hmm. be that's the meeting schedule for IAOA and Ontolog. We could have that as being a publicly available document.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. So the idea would be that people would know, okay, if I'm attending this meeting, then I know what the connection information is, because that meeting would have its own agenda posted. But at least people would know what the meeting schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll make that available.
Great.
So for now, Michael will be the coordinator.
Yeah.
So are there plans to migrate the Ontolog trustee pages and lists and things like that?
Actually, everything will be migrated. Oh, you mean mailing lists?
Yes.
No, Ontolog, CIM3 will continue to run that.
Okay.
At least until we decide not to use mailing lists.
Okay.
Mailing lists is sort of a sort of sunset technology anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure it's probably more expedient that we just continue to run that until you guys decide not to use it. Since I'll be hosting the archives anyway, so I might as well just keep that one particular server running. And it's
okay.
A lot less work than trying to migrate.
Thank you.
Okay.
The consideration on my part is also because the mailing list is relatively maintenance free, except
mm-hmm.
when we get hit by spammers and virus. Unlike the wiki and the web dev server, which requires a lot more maintenance effort, particularly from a content standpoint, the forum doesn't require much sort of content maintenance.
Okay.
That's the rationale. You know, one thing about the reservation is I think we at one point discussed about previously setting up a Google Calendar. I mean, I guess you can set up a semi-private Google Calendar where people could just reserve time on the conference bridge.
Through
one person.
Right, but yeah, and I think we'll do that. But the idea would be that this would not be that like the thing for the conference bridge. It would be visible as IAOA/Ontolog events calendar, and so that then it's not, people wouldn't necessarily know from that immediately how to actually participate in a meeting when they're not invited. Sort of idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's okay with everyone, then that's what I'll start. I'll set up.
Sounds good.
So something that came up during the infrastructure discussion last week that we all agreed was a problem, but we didn't really have a solution, is that during this transition time, we're losing documentation. So some of the we haven't really gotten the tasks covered and so forth. Does anyone have a comment on that or follow up?
Well, what specifically are you referring to?
Last week, let's see. Peter had noted during the infrastructure discussion that things like the inclusion of chat transcripts and the processing of audio and, you know, posting of that from past sessions, those kinds of documentation and some other documentation, those tasks weren't being picked up, so that those sort of invisible, routine, important bits of information in the infrastructure were not, you know, since Peter stopped running everything, we haven't really got those picked up yet. So that's mostly, since we haven't had much in the way of big public sessions, it's only, you know, maybe noticeable to a small degree, but will certainly matter more once we start those sessions up again. Perhaps that's something to be covered with respect to the volunteers that we, a small group of volunteers that we got to do those things, but
the future sessions, didn't we document what those tasks would be and identify that the session chair would have to do them?
I think what those tasks are were fairly well documented.
Mm.
I did.
I thought so.
Ken McCloskey created a page that documented it. I made a few posts, of course, in no particular order, to detail what they what needs to be done, and then the Ontology Summit presentation that Christy Kapp did during the symposium also summarizes it fairly well. So it, actually, there are two aspects of it. One is whether someone is properly conversant with the process or the mm-hmm. technical details to do it. And secondly, is the volunteering of time, even if you know how, is still very time consuming. And of course, if you volunteer and you don't know how to do it, then it's one step away.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to do it first.
So did we put all that on a handy wiki page so that when somebody says, right, I'm the chair of the next Ontolog Forum session, you say to them, right, click this link, that tells you everything you need to know, these are the people you need to ask if you get stuck.
So maybe Ken can say whether his page suffices in that respect.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. We just need to be able to quickly point to it.
I think the page is actually pretty good right now. Pretty good shape.
Right. Can you paste a link on that page? Maybe Mike, you can ask the question on the chat, and Ken can respond by pasting the link. I think Ken's page also links to Christy Kapp's presentation as well. So that's a one-stop page.
Yeah, we had a...
And again, anything that can be found in the old wiki will eventually make its way into the new wiki. Yeah, I think it would be best if, let's say, someone is going to chair, is to take on responsibility to fully document it. And if he or she doesn't want to or can't do it, then he or she has the responsibility to find the scribe, find your audio recorder person, find your post-processing person, and so on and so forth. Find your editor
right.
for the chat transcript, and so on.
And I, perhaps we should be practicing that with these. And despite the fact that was noted last session, and Michael noted, "Oops, I don't have anybody audio recording this." I did the same thing this time. So there's no audio recording for this.
No, I'm recording the session.
You recorded it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But after you record, do you upload, do you post-process, and do you upload to the share file workspace?
No, I haven't been doing that. But I have.
Right.
I am recording it. I suppose I can upload the raw recording.
Unless you have volunteered to post-process.
Post-processing is something I don't have a lot of experience with.
So does it automatically happen that you record it? And if so, does the chair of every session simply need to know that you're going to do that, or do they need to ask you to do it each time?
If I'm at the session, I'll record it.
Right.
Yes, several people have the capability to do it. Others could, I guess, pick this up fairly easily. The recording is fairly automatic once it's properly configured. The post-processing isn't, because it's almost menial. So Ken, I mean, besides today's meeting, there were several earlier meetings that you have recorded that you probably want to upload as well. Can you make a note?
Oh, yeah, I should.
I think, did I upload the raw recording of the last meeting, which Ken, I think, was absent, wasn't available at?
I think that you may have. Wait, I'm looking the shared file workspace. Yes. So... at okay.
So when was that meeting? Let's see.
I just put the link there to the
8/7. No, I yeah.
Workspace for the last meeting where Peter uploaded the raw MP3. So that's there, and we just need post-processing or post-processing. Or I suppose if for our meetings or if that's not available, at least the raw should be posted.
Or at least, the wiki should link to the raw information.
Right.
And I guess one can update the link once the raw information gets post-processed.
That's a good point. Okay. Okay, so we have the procedures documented at least mostly. If people see things that holes to be filled, they can on Ken's page. Ken, do you want people to edit directly if they see something that could be filled in or contact you with the fill-in, or do you have a preference?
For the procedures page?
Yeah.
I suppose
if
you
something
should.
Something changes, or.
Yeah, you can just edit the page.
Okay. That makes sense to me, since we're a small group and the history and, you know, it has the history and discussion functions and so forth anyway, so.
Yeah, it has the history, and if somebody edits it and it's wrong, I can just, change it back, or I can undo the request.
And we should all make note of that page as a very important page that we should be referring to each time we're chairing. Which I didn't do today, but should be doing. okay.
Sorry, which page? The procedure page?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's sort of a, that sort of bridges between our agenda items of both infrastructure and future sessions planning. Are there any future sessions? Is very important today. So, do we have, is there anything further on infrastructure status that we need to talk about before we go forward to future sessions?
Amanda, did you want to talk about my item now?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. So looking at Peter's message, items 3 through 6, basically all describe groups that have been using Ontolog for the Ontolog wiki to store their own pages. And I think in general it's a small number with each of these. So I'm involved in 2. I assume the other 2 would also be interested in continuing to do that and getting some official sanction from the board that it's okay to do that. So this is SOCOP, OOR, and I assume also, and there are the other representatives of that that are here, onto IOP and CLV2.
So I guess I'm not clear. Oh, okay. So this is relating this to Peter's update email from last time.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically, so for example, in section 3 under SOCOP, it says Wiki will probably request it to continue on the Ontolog PS&W. So that's basically what you're talking about. Right.
Right. So that's the request here. Yeah. And I think what I'm asking for probably is a resolution from the board that these groups can continue to do that just as part of the chat.
So if the board will just give a sort of bulk rubber stamping to the use of the Ontolog PSMW as a community workspace for these following groups, then that would be properly that would be proper, because previously that agreement had to be made between Ontolog, who sort of has the title to the workspace, and then CIM3, which provided the infrastructure. Now that CIM3 is not providing the infrastructure, and presumably whoever is providing the infrastructure sort of turns that title to the Ontolog, which means the trustee has to confirm that. So I guess it's just a matter of formality.
Discussion, anybody have any concerns or objections to this use?
No objection?
No.
Okay.
No objection.
Okay. So considering Mike Dean's request as a motion with seconds, I think, or all seconded if we don't have seconds. All those in favor?
Well, what's the actual motion, Mike?
Basically, that these groups can continue to use the Ontolog wiki to store their own wiki pages.
Okay, well, I second.
Maybe put that in the chat too, just so we have
I just put something down.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Peter, I'm on a tablet today, so I'm limited.
Okay, so we have the motion and a second. I think verbal will suffice for this.
I second that.
So all those in favor?
Aye.
Say
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Say no. Okay. Consensus passed. So that's approved.
So that the IAOA, SOCOP, OOR, CLV2.
Here's IRA.
Ontology Summit.
I'm understanding it to include I understood it to include all the current, the existing postings.
Existing communities. Does that work?
Yep. So that was a motion proposed by Mike Dean, seconded by Leo, and approved by consensus. That everything should be so easy. Anything else on infrastructure? Okay.
I guess Ken and I can report that the wiki migration, which is mostly the work of Tejas Parikh, is coming along very well, and we're getting close. I am leaving town next week, so a first target is to get something before I leave, but even if not, then at least most prototyping and testing would be done and ready by then.
Great. Okay. All right, let's move on then to future sessions planning, as I want to make sure that we get necessary decisions on actions on this as the calendar moves up. Michael, why don't we take your item first, since that's a something that has in fact been scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah. So Frank Lubba reminded me that October 2nd had been reserved for the brainstorming session for Ontology Summit 2015. I think that had dropped off all of our mental calendars. So I guess it's October 2nd. So I suppose we need to start. Planning for that. I guess I can share that session, and we'll just send out a notice to the, you know, Ontolog on IAOA lists that you know what the agenda will be, which is essentially just brainstorming on topics. Some of these topics arose at the end of last year in the postmortem or even at the symposium itself. So I think it'll just be kind of standard procedure in a way, like what we've been doing at least the past few years. So put together a slide deck.
Great.
I guess the question would be, first of all, this will be the first brainstorming session. I'm not sure if we, as in this board of trustees, should determine the overall follow-up schedule, or if that's something that kind of will be determined at that session. So, do we have a brainstorming session with the outcome being a short list of topics, and then having a follow-up session where a decision is made. And if so, then who's making the ultimate decision? Is it us as the Board of Trustees? I mean, I guess it's the organizing committee. So I suppose then it would be the organizing committee, I think, that would make the final decision about the final topic. So in which case, I think one of the things that would have to come out of the October 2nd session would be the short list of topics, as well as nominations for the organizing committee.
The October 2nd session would be a public session.
Correct.
So as far as, if you ask me, then Ontolog has a board of trustees and Ontology Summit, not being just Ontolog, because it's like six organizations, it has another board that is made up of the heads of all these organized or co-organizers, namely the head of NITERD, wherever he may be, because I mean, it would not be George Strawn by then. Barry Smith, I mean, Mark Musen, and so on, and let's say IAOA president, and so on, whoever that is. So I guess the ultimate decision, similar, I guess, analogous to this board, the ultimate decisions for Ontology Summit will be determined by that board. But that said, since a lot of these things are sort of bottom up, so ideas and a lot of the suggestions, a short list, all come from the community or from brainstorm sessions, from inputs anyway. So that's my take, but feel free to discuss, object, revise. We have six organizations. So previously, that small group included the head of those six organizations, as well as I guess the conveners of the original Ontology Summit, namely Leo, Steve Ray, and myself. Pat Cassidy was also one of the original conveners, but he sort of gave up that position and did not want to actively participate in the organization any further. So it's the head of the six group, the head of the six plus, I guess, Steve Ray, Leo, and myself. I probably won't take on that role anymore next year anyway. So it would be Steve Ray and Leo. Six people plus Steve Ray and Leo.
So it seems like the small group should be, that core group should be identified, and one of its members who was also a board of trustee member can take the lead on organizing that group to lead the planning process for the next summit.
Yeah, if Michael is continuing to be IAOA president, then he's the perfect candidate. He leads IAOA, he's part of this board, and he's last year's chair, and if his IOA president is next year's co-chair also.
Okay, so ideal for what exactly? Because all of a sudden I'm playing four.
No, for sort of
too much.
Calling the meetings, getting things convened.
I guess so. I guess it falls to me, yeah.
Yeah, someone has to do it. I mean.
All right.
I guess the point is, we have a rotating chair. There's no head of this group, so Michael, you're it.
Right. So this group should also sort of identify one candidate to send into that board. And hopefully, if we want to maximize the voting rights, then that candidate from and the representative from this group won't be Michael, won't be Leo, won't be Mark Musin, won't be Barry Smith, because I mean they all already have a role, so we could send another person to represent Ontolock on that board.
Oh, I see. So I can be that representative because I'm already on the board. Yeah, that was kind of, that's okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're already on that board by virtue of being IOA president. But mm-hmm. if it turns out IOA wanted somebody else to be IOA president, then, mm-hmm. then you obviously would be the ideal candidate as well.
Peter, are you saying that the Board of Trustees should also have an additional person?
Ontolock should have an additional person. I guess whoever appoints that person would be this board.
Do we know if Steve Ray will continue?
We don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Do we want to make that appointment now?
I mean, we could. I mean, it's not necessary yet, but as I say, next. So I just want to kind of get clear, like, the expectations for the October 2nd session. I mean, it really is in a short list of topics,
right,
and the creation of the organizing committee.
Or at least the core of the organizing committee. Right. I mean, it may change depending on what
topic
is chosen.
Yeah.
So there was one, I think.
Yeah, I think it's timely to appoint that person, because even previous years we start sort of getting the co-organizers together in the October, November time frame, and October is just 2 weeks away. So we might as well just identify that person. I will nominate Amanda.
I'm balking on a time commitment.
And if you really don't want to do it, then a second nomination that I can think of would be Matthew.
Right, yeah, because he's had a lot of experience with earlier summits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd need to think about it before agreeing, so maybe we can take this offline and see if Matthew's willing, throw it to him, and
so if we take this offline, you as chair of this meeting, and since this is part of today's agenda, then maybe you can raise the threat on the BOT mailing, on the trustee mailing list, to get this appointment done.
Okay. It's kind of confusing, multiple roles, but
Maybe Leo is better, because you are a candidate for the role, so having
right.
having you raise, maybe Michael. Yeah, Michael, would you be kind enough to do that?
And so do what?
To start a thread on the trustee list so that Ontolock appoints a representative to sit on the to represent Ontolock at the co-organizer meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, Michael, are you happy with clarity for October 2nd?
Oh, yeah, as long as, you know, just everyone's clear about what the expectations are. But then I say after October 2nd, then it's the organizing committee that takes care of all the future scheduling.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So after October 2nd, the responsibility for the summit planning moves to this group, mm-hmm. summit specific group leadership group. Okay. All right. So let's talk about other Ontolog future sessions planning. Updates on the two mini series that were to be restarted.
Right. So for the ontology-based standards, we had tried to get September 11th today actually to be the first of the session of the new round for the ontology-based standards, but it just wasn't possible to get all three groups of people who would be presenting together on this day. So it's going to have to be in October, and we're just now, again, just doing a doodle poll to figure out which Thursday is the best. Although, of course, now October 2nd is out, but hopefully we'll have that date pinned down pretty soon for the first session. The second session was a bit more vague. People said, well, late October would be good, but no one had proposed a specific date, so I'll get on their case. That was, let's see, who was with that one? There's Elisa Kendall and Terry Longstreth, Standards in Ontology Metadata. So it's something like along the lines of late October, but I have to get a firm date from them. And the other one was the manufacturing ontology standards. So that was Bob Young and Alexandra Sotich.
All right, so you're working on the dates for those.
Yeah.
And let's see, Leo, you were working on the reasoning rules NLP?
Yes, no response from my email to, let's see, who was it, to Pascal, Christoph, and a few others, I think. But it was during the summer, so I need to really send out another message to get their attention again.
I'm surprised because Benjamin Grossoff actually already had some plans for phase two of that.
No, I know that, but yeah. No response. So.
But he is not responding.
Right.
On this.
So I'll have to post another message to him and, you know, suggest that time is running out here or something.
Okay. we had discussed last time the possibility of a cognitive computing session. I tried to quickly see if I could locate somebody who was going to that conference who'd be able ready to present soon, and was not able to scrape anybody up. Can pursue that further for a session sometime if desired.
Which conference is that?
Cognitive computing. We generally talked about the degree to which this is showing up as a new buzzword, and it would be with various events centering around it, and it would be nice to perhaps have a session discussing or investigating its relationship to ontologies and semantic technologies. That was the general idea. I had thought it might be possible to whip up such a session quickly because there was a cognitive computing forum event last month, and there might have been people in this community who were presenting with handy that would have, be able to easily reuse and supplement materials from that and perhaps provide this community sort of a brief back. But I did not succeed in rapidly locating such a person. I do still think it'd be interesting to have a session discussing what is this? What is cognitive computing and what is its relationship to ontologies and semantic technologies? But I don't have anything, resources identified or planned for that.
I think that would be very timely. There was a conference on cognitive computing in San Jose a couple of weeks ago, so that might provide a good hunting ground for who the main actors are. Obviously, Welty is one, but there are many others.
Oh, there's been a conference on cognitive methods in situation awareness and decision support that's been going on for a number of years.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit different. I mean, that is this is something it's the technology itself is being identified as cognitive computing.
No, I mentioned that one on.
Yeah.
The cognitive computing for situation management and all that, just because I happen to be on the program committee.
Very good.
But these terms are really vague. I mean, I was surprised to see that intelligent systems doesn't seem to have any connection with artificial intelligence systems. So right. Those are completely different fields.
Is there a big cognitive computing yet?
Yeah, there's Watson. Oh, I see.
Well,
as in big data.
Considering that Watson is being put forward as an exemplar of cognitive computing, I think the answer is by default yes. but I mean, it's being contrasted to statistical. So I to some extent, it looks like another way of getting the AI discussions into maybe the big data context. But I don't know. This is all my speculation. So.
Especially very timely if we're all trying to figure out which words go with which stuff.
Yes. So if I try to identify people and organize such a session, I won't be able to make it happen for October, given near-term commitment. If somebody else wants to take that that task, that would be great.
My usual routine for these things is, one, identify a chair or co-chair, generally a co-chair, and then identify a date. And I've said this before, and everything else would sort of nicely fall in place. So one might still want to use that kind of a. Who would co-chair what is the date? So if you don't want to chair this alone, would you be willing to co-chair?
Yeah, it's more the putting the time in to identify the right participants to invite and, you know, following up on that I don't have time to do 4 weeks or so to, you know, in order to get something scheduled for October. That's my only, that's why I'm not just throwing myself out there and volunteering to do it. I can do that with the understanding that it would be a later scheduled event than that. If somebody else is, you know, if anyone thinks they could jump right on it.
Unless, of course, it becomes a call to some topic.
So.
I'm not saying it will, I'm just saying it could be, in which case you could render all of that discussion.
That could be true of any session we start to plan now. Isn't it?
True.
So would November 6th be good for you, at least?
Possibly. I mean, I could.
Not November 6th. Right. November 6th, which is the closest November date.
Yeah, it's possible that I could work on this in time sufficient for a November.
So any volunteer for a co-chair?
Well, I'd be happy to be involved, but I don't know what my time commitments are going to be, so I'm a bit hesitant to overcommit at this point.
All right, well,
Ken, maybe.
It might be that there's somebody from. It might be that a natural co-chair for the session emerges from looking into the players. I'm just typing into the chat now. Okay.
But now that we have the date, you would need to identify the co-chair like within a week or something.
I wouldn't want to confirm that date before I know who. Before I have
a co-chair.
Potential participants. Well, and
no, but you need a date to ask participants, at least to throw out. I mean, are you available on November 6th? I mean,
yes, but if we don't have, if date. we don't, if we don't have other things scheduled in November, it seems premature to. To restrict it to one possible date.
So I guess another question there is the other miniseries that we're talking about, are those just like sort of one more session, or are they going to want to pencil in a series of upcoming dates, or all dates currently wide open?
All dates are currently right now wide open. Except for ontology-based standards, there are two groups that are trying to decide on their dates, but they don't necessarily have priority over anyone else, really. So in a sense, yeah, all dates are open.
Yeah, so my preference is to say for now, at this moment, to target a November session without specifying yet necessarily which one, since I have no reason, since I don't know who I would be inviting yet. I wouldn't want to block out the possibilities.
Yeah, so it just has the same status. Has the same status as the other groups. It's just the other groups have their speakers already lined up. It's just a question of scheduling them. You still need some time to look for your speakers.
Right. Okay. Other possible. Other future session planning activities that we should talk about?
We'll have our hands full pretty soon. So.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, moving on then, additional business. Ken has wanted to talk about some things going on at Northeastern.
Yeah, this... Let's see. Well, there are a number of things going on. One is Northeastern is looking for a new provost. So if you have any ideas about who could be a good provost, I appreciate hearing from you. We're just looking at this point, we're looking for possible candidates. It would probably be somebody who is currently at the level of a dean.
Like Mike Dean?
Mike Dean, yeah. Actually, that might be...
your second career, Mike.
That's a second career for you, yeah.
Dean.
It could be. But anyway, so that's one thing. I'd appreciate if somebody could tell me. We really could use somebody who is both a good administrator and happens to be, technology savvy. It would be nice to have a person like that so that, the needs of computer science would be... more easily understood at the administrative level. Then, so that's one thing. If you could just sort of, give me some ideas, it would be really nice. People that you might know. Then there's hiring. The college is planning to hire 20 new people, 20 faculty over the next 3 years, 7 this year. And those are
faculty.
Yeah. And that's, okay. Two things about that make it attractive. They, we're hiring at every level. including full professors. And the emphasis area happens to be data science. So if you know people who might be interested in such a position and would be suitably qualified.
Do you have a link to these to the openings that you could put on the chat?
I don't know that we've actually advertised it yet. I just heard about it at the faculty meeting yesterday. So I don't know if there's a link to it. There is a link to the provost. There is a link to the provost search. I think I can give you that, but to the college search, I can't. I don't think there is anything yet. Yeah, so it's a big hiring going on, looking for lots of people, and data science is the area. So,
did they just receive a large endowment or something?
No. I think it's just basic fact that we're expanding. I mean, we've been going up in the number of students pretty dramatically.
I've been out of the area for a while, but Northeastern's in that position of the lower cost, more accessible, but respectable institutions where I think a lot of the growth is happening.
I wouldn't say Northeastern's a lower cost institution. And
our rank is
42nd. We're 42nd in the country. So while we're not anywhere near, say, Toronto, we are actually pretty good. We're tied with Boston University in the Boston area.
Yeah, I think the ranking has gone up in recent years, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been going up pretty quickly. Last year we were 49. It wasn't so long ago we were 150.
Yeah.
It's just been jumping up really fast. We also have for a long time had the record for the highest number of applicants for any private university in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, we beat Harvard. We have more applicants than Harvard University. So we're definitely moving up really fast. And, you know, there's a lot of students want to come to this university. And we just don't have enough people to deal with all of them. If you know of people who are interested in being a PhD student, I'm looking for students. That's another area. It would be really nice since, you know, as I say, we're definitely pushing data science. If you could, you know, give me some leads and some pointers to people that could be provost, professor, graduate student, that'd be really appreciated. Michael, do you know anybody who'd want to do this?
For provost, not offhand. I can think of some people who might be interested in joining the faculty, so I'll pass this information on to them.
Yeah, it's all levels if you have a really bright student.
yeah, definitely.
Could be an assistant professor. Mm-hmm.
But also there are some people that I might be looking for other, like, you know, moving to Boston. So I'll pass it on.
Yeah, it's a nice place to live. I don't know if it's as nice as Toronto, but it's nice. A lot of opportunities here. And because the emphasis is on data science, I think that really fits a lot with the people that we work with. I guess that's all. If you contact me individually, you know, privately I can tell you a little bit more, perhaps shouldn't be. I can give you some, you know, more insight that I shouldn't be talking about in a public forum.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that that info.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other items needing to be discussed today?
I just wanted to let people know, I mentioned that already, I'll be traveling starting next week, so this is likely my last sort of regular attendance at this board's meeting. And I thank everyone and wish everyone good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Peter. Yes, you're here.
Well, where are you traveling to?
And good luck to you, too, yes.
Thank you.
One issue I would suggest is how do we get other Board of Trustee members to participate?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, that's actually a really serious topic. I mean, we are operating about half the member. And one thing, though, if you want to defer to some process, Ontolog actually has a process that says if it is not documented, it defaults to the OASIS process. And OASIS actually have very stringent requirement on participation. Ken or would be able to tell you more. But generally, let's say in terms of meeting attendance, if you miss two meetings in a row, you no longer have voting rights in OASIS. Is it missing the meeting or missing the meetings unexcused? I don't know. Maybe even excused. If you miss two meetings, then you have to be at two meetings again in a row to resume voting rights.
Oh, no, it doesn't count unexcused. You can take a leave of absence.
Unless you take a leave of absence.
It's basically a leave of absence, and you have to give, I think, at least a week's notice before the meeting to do a leave of absence.
I don't recall we have any strictures in our charter so far about that, right?
We don't have specific ones, but we do have a general one. We did provide for the removal of non-performing off the top of my head, I think it was something like I can look it up in the terms of reference. We list the responsibilities, and then if a trustee, right, okay, so I should probably give you a link here. Okay, that link goes to item 8 in under, oh wait, sorry, that was the wrong thing. Forget that. That is not. The one that I meant. There. Under duration of service, there is a clause for shortening the term of service if a trustee becomes unable to meet the responsibilities of board membership. they may resign, or other members of the board may call for a review of the situation with the trustee if it's not resolvable by discussion, including non-response, then the remainder of the board may vote to remove the non-performing trustee. So that, in coupled with the other, the various discussions of the responsibilities and expectations, I think it doesn't provide such a precise process as the OASIS, but it certainly makes it, I think, quite clear that performance of these various responsibilities is expected and non-performance is
But the problem is that if most of the board are non-performers, then how can the board vote to remove?
Yeah, but that's not the case. We have a few people who I think we would count I would count Ed Barkmeyer as under leave of absence because he said he wouldn't be able to start performing until his he's completed his the process of retiring from NIST, I think, something like that. I'd have to look back at the email messages to remember.
Right, that's correct. Yes,
but so it's actually just a few people who. Maybe three people who have not participated at all.
Barry Smith and Mark Muthan
and
Pat Hayes. Yeah, Pat Hayes we kind of understand, I guess, but
so I guess we've got a couple of contrasting angles to think about. So I was chatting with Matthew West the other week. I went sailing with him and he has a lot of family time commitments and things like that. And similarly, you talk about Pat Hayes and Ed and so on. There are people we might want to have on board who we know aren't going to be able to do the day in and day out commitment. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the process we've defined of rotating chairs is made on the assumption that every member comes to every meeting. So we need to either meet in the middle or review one of those two kind of expectations.
Yeah, I don't think that we have an expectation in place that everyone comes to every meeting or fulfills every responsibility.
Not every, but
there's rather an expectation that people will be actively contributing in some roles, and generally participating in meetings. I wouldn't consider Matthew non-performing. He weighs regularly and is contributing even if he frequently can't make a meeting.
Yeah, that's my point. We absolutely see him as performing, and yet he has time commitments, and so do some of the others we talked about who we absolutely see as being part of this. But it does raise a challenge for the rotating chair concept. Of the answer, I'm just saying these are two things we want to absolutely be able to cover in whatever procedure we end up with. Yeah, I think the two strikes and you're out thing sounds a little bit severe for what we really want to do.
I think we're approaching the point where at least it needs to be raised. For my view, there are gray areas, but there are also clear areas. And people who have not, done as Ed did and given a clear, statement, like I will be able to participate after this time or something, and who haven't participated at all, that's Barry, Mark, and Pat. There's nobody else in that category.
Right.
Everybody else is contributing as best they can. So I think that... it needs to be at least raised with them as an issue. Like, do you really want to do this? And if so, what contribution? what level of contribution or what type of contribution can you make? Or do we need to replace you as a trustee? And I mean, just at that level of, it's not that, you know, it's not, I think the first step is that kind of non-unilateral thing, you know, say, okay, so if you really want to do this, then this is expected, so you need to make a decision kind of thing, or we'd like a decision from you.
Yes, especially because some of these folks are, you know, involved in Ontology Summit or expected to be too, and we don't, you know, you don't want to alienate them. You just want to talk it over with them, I guess.
Right. And I think it should be perfectly, you know, it should be framed in terms of like this, we're not saying we retract the honor. We're saying this is not an honorary role. It's a working role. So, you know, do you really want to do this? And I don't think that we should leave people on indefinitely who are saying they want to do it, but not contributing in any way. Since we're just starting getting going, I don't know when we reach that point, but we at least, I mean, I think it's good that you raised it, Leo, because I think we at least need to poke people and see what's going on.
Yeah, now, I don't know, did we get regrets or anything from anybody? I don't think so, right?
Today, only Matthew.
Longer term, yeah. And then John Soa has said in the past, at least, that Thursdays are kind of problematic for him.
Yeah. But he was here last week, and he's been contributing to discussion on the trustee list.
Yeah, so probably just a, you know, informal email. You know, we could divvy it up if you wish or whatever. You know, I could query Barry, for example, or Mark, or both.
Is anybody brave enough to query Pat?
Well, yeah, I mean, I could query Pat too, but, you know.
It looks like you've got the job.
I have to get my asbestos suit out again. You know?
No, here's a question. I mean, with Pat in particular, there's a known tendency to known explosiveness factor, and we really would love him to contribute. So we want to try and do it in a way that encourages a yes with follow through, but we don't want yes with no follow through.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be more diplomatic than I would be. So maybe.
I don't know that I have. Well.
No, that's fine. I can drop him a note.
It's verbal interaction better than written interaction?
Yeah, it always is, but I don't work very well, you know, except asymmetrically.
I suppose I could ask him if he wanted to be the provost.
Yes, because administrative politics, I'm sure, would be right up his alley.
One responsibility could be you have to donate your time to the Board of Trustees.
Actually, we really could use somebody who would like to do administrative stuff. I mean, I don't want to say too much, but the current provost has trouble with that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Leo, you're taking one for the team and doing the first
yeah,
round.
Yeah, I'll send, I think, just those three, at
yeah.
least at this point. So.
I think so.
Sounds
okay.
great.
All right, and we've gone on long, so unless there's something desperately urgent, I think we should conclude this meeting. And thanks to all of you for your contributions.
Great meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Amanda.
All right, thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
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 Bye, everyone.